Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, were the first to push for impeachment proceedings. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley says it's not only the multiple sexual harassment allegations. He says there's also concern over accusations that the governor and his aide might have covered up the true number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic. And he says there's also questions over the safety of the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. It replaced the Tappan Zee Bridge over the Hudson River.
I don't know what we're supposed to do as a legislature if we don't act on this now. I don't know what fuller of a record you could have to try to take action against the executive, the governor, at this time. Are they waiting for 10 claims of sexual harassment? Are they waiting for more claims of certain cover-ups or abuse of power?
Barkley says the process would be fair to the governor, and he'd be allowed to present his case during an impeachment trial held by the Senate. The new allegation spurred 59 Democrats in the legislature to write a letter asking for the governor's immediate resignation. Freshman Democratic Senator John Manion of Syracuse, who signed the letter, says the accusations, if true, form a disturbing pattern of predatory behavior. Manion says he's open to the legislature conducting impeachment proceedings, and he's ready to do his part in the Senate.
I will do my role as a New York State Senator.
He says he'd want to hear evidence and keep an open mind.
I would want to hear all of it, of course, and that's where due process comes into play for sure. People have rights, and things should be investigated and evidence presented.
In another sign of Cuomo's rapidly dwindling support, the chair of the state Democratic Party, Jay Jacobs, in a statement, backs the assembly's efforts. Jacobs, who was chosen by Cuomo to lead the party, says, with the preponderance of these allegations, he agrees that now is the time for the legislature to commence its own review of these matters as a part of its constitutional responsibilities. Jacobs also says he's calling a meeting of the Democratic County chairs across the state to hear what they have to say about the controversy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.